welcome to this Sunday morning meeting podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Paul Abel.
So today, if you've joined us today, we've got a it's kind of a special day. Every time around this time every year, we have what we call a summit offering. So if it's your first time visiting today, woo, you came on the day when there's two offerings. Well done. Don't feel under any pressure, by the way. That's fine. The exciting thing about it being the summit offering is we really look at what God's doing. The summit offerings began before we were in this building. We started here in this building a couple of years ago. But before that, for 5 years, we were believing God that we'd have a place in the centre of Scarborough where we'd be able to meet. And as part of that sort of faith exercise, we began what we call the summit offerings. Now, in those days, it was literally putting money in so that when we got the building, we'd be able to do something with it. These days, it's more giving into the whole vision of what it is, which these days is really us. You know, this is our community hub. This is where our family, our community meets. And by the grace of God and things that he's done, I personally think it's just absolutely fabulous. God is so kind and generous that he's enabled us to have this building open all week. And even better, we share it with so many people every week, some of whom know the Lord and some of whom don't yet know the Lord. In fact, the odd thing about this as a church building these days is more people come here that don't yet know Jesus than do. I think that's awesome. It's like, wow, what are you saying, God? I think he's saying, welcome these people in and introduce them to Jesus. You know, not that we're going to force anybody, because you can't. And we're not that we're, you know, you walk through that door and there's someone on you. Do you know Jesus? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Because then not so many would come back for a second cup of coffee. So one of the early phrases, if you like, that God gave us. In fact, I think it was when Kate and I went out to Spain, when we were being pondering and seeking God on whether we were going to come up here. And we went to Spain as part of it. If you're going to go north, go south. It makes sense to us. And it's warmer there. Mornings seeking the Lord, afternoons on the beach. It was good. But one of the phrases that God gave us was this one, a place to belong. You see it written in all kinds of places, probably along with another phrase that he gave us at that time, that you see, welcome home. And it was in our heart that as a people, we should be a place to belong. And therefore, it follows that our summit building should be a place to belong. And I'm just so excited when I hear stories of people who are coming here during the week, who come here, who've been through some stuff. You know, they've had a family challenge or something's gone, and they've thought, where can I go? I'm talking about people that are not even part of us as a church, and they come here because of the love that's in this place, and there'll be someone that will listen to them and someone that will talk with them. Yeah. Well, praise God. What a wonderful opening, and what a wonderful way to demonstrate the mercy and the love of Jesus. So it's a place to belong. But also, I came across a verse in Habakkuk today as I was seeking the Lord. Not one I don't think I've ever used in this context before. And I thought, yeah, that really also expresses my heart of what I want to see. And I think probably, for those of you that have been part of this more than a week, will be the same. It says this in Habakkuk 3:2, Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, O Lord. Renew them in our day. In our time, make them known. In wrath, remember mercy. You know, there's a lot out there that you could say that God's wrath would be upon it. But actually, God's heart in Jesus is to bring mercy to those people that are going through this stuff. And I want to see God famous again for what he does. You know, really famous for who he genuinely is. Not famous for the Vicar of Dibley or for some weird thing that happens in some place, but actually famous for who Jesus is and what he does today. You know, it needs to get out there that he's healing today. So that's all part of it. And then the other part that I thought about, and I can't dwell on these for long, because this morning I want to take you through some of the stuff that we've been through most summit offerings with a little bit of fresh tinkling up, because this is so dear, I think, to all of us, and it needs to be sort of part of us. This is what we're here for. You know, this is our core vision, if you like. This is our core purpose. Sometimes people say, I don't know what our church vision is. Listen, because we're going through really who we are, what we believe, and where we're going today. Okay, not absolutely everything, but we're covering some of it. Some you would have heard before if you've been around. Some you may not have done. I don't know. And it just struck me afresh, the Beatitudes. Now, do you know what the Beatitudes are? Some of you will, some of you won't. There was a time in history when Jesus sat on a hillside. You can go to Israel today and they will show you that this is where we think it was. And the reason they can tell you that is because it's like a natural amphitheatre. So it would have been somewhere where he could address large crowds. However, what is certain as you're there on the shore of Lake Galilee, it was in that region. And Jesus sat there and he gave what we now call the Beatitudes, the blessings to the people of God. And I thought, you know, looking at it afresh this morning, I just thought, actually, this is church. And I can't go through all of them. Maybe we will another day. But they are very powerful. But sometimes they can almost seem incomprehensible at the same time. So I just looked at them a little bit. The common word in the Beatitudes is the word blessed. It's blessed is this, blessed is this, blessed is this, blessed. There's loads of blessing. And sometimes the word blessing can, it can be kind of a little bit of a, I don't know, really, sort of skip around la-di-la word, you know. But actually, it's a very powerful, very strong word about something that God imparts to people. Okay, we can't be church without the impartation of God. We would just be arrogant idiots if we thought we could do what he's called us to do unless he was working through us. You know, he called the foolish things of this world to shame the wise things of this world. So let's put our hand up and say, yep, I'm one of the foolish. All right. Now, by the grace of God, I'm one of the holy. And I've got his wisdom. But I'm not so daft as to start thinking I can do this. Because I can't. And if I start to do it my way, no, I'm not going to sing it. There was a temptation, but you are spared. It says, when there's a temptation to do it my way, you're going to end up on your knees or on your face. So, blessed. So he says things like, the very first one is, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Sometimes people miss out the bit in spirit, but it's there in the text. They just say, blessed are the poor. And so they imagine that everybody is poor, is especially blessed by God. God blesses the poor, but that's not really what's here. And what about this word blessed then? Because this is a blessed people. Have an expectation of being blessed. If you weren't in the kingdom, you'd say, I am so lucky. All right? Different concept, but somebody looking at you, if you are a blessed person, is going to think, why are you always so lucky? Why do things just work out for you so often? I tell you, it's because you're blessed. The word blessed, the Greek is makarios, but the Hebrew word is asher, but they basically mean the same thing. They mean to be fortunate. In other words, lucky. They mean to be happy, blessed, and fortunate all at once. So the English word really doesn't cut the mustard. It's just not good enough. In fact, blessed sometimes, it's just become such a, you know, religious word. If I go up to somebody and say, I release a blessing on you, they think, oh, that's nice. But what I'm actually saying is, I release all the favor, all the glory, all the power, all the joy, all the happiness, all that God has in heaven into your life. That's what a blessing is. A blessing is cool. And Shona's receiving it big time. All right? So you're happy because the favor of God is on you. In the Amplified Bible, there is a translation of the Bible which we call the Amplified Bible because they try to capture in English the nuances of the words that are there in English. So it does mean that you get a Bible that's three times as thick as everybody else's so you can look well spiritual. But it also takes much, much longer to read. But it's great when you're studying it because it can expand things. And the stuff that the Amplified has to say about this word blessed is like this. It says, blessed, to be happy, to be envied, to be spiritually prospered with joy and satisfaction in God's favor, to be joyous and to be happy in the revelation of God's grace. Blessed. It's a good word. It's a powerful word. And that's what we're inviting people into. This is the choice we're giving people to come and join. Come and join the blessed. Come and join those who walk in God's favor. But you say, you might say, but it says it's for the poor in spirit. What does that phrase mean? It means those who were truly humble. What does it mean to be truly humble? In the Bible, to be humble is not to walk around saying, I'm no good, I'm worthy, I can't do anything, I'm rubbish. In fact, that's pride, but we'll do that another time. Biblical humility is to say, God, you're right, I don't get it right. What you say about me is correct. What I think about me is often incorrect. What your word says, I will trust. What my feelings are, I won't trust. God says that you are precious and honoured in his sight. You are precious and honoured in his sight. But how many of us have a day when that does not feel true? I'm surprised there's not every single hand in the room, but it's going through you. I've had a couple of days like that this week. You know, you know what the Word of God says. You know you're pressured and honoured in God's sight, but sometimes it just don't feel like it. For all kinds of reasons. And then I have to think, so do I trust what God the Creator enabled us to be written down for me and has stood for thousands of years? Or shall I trust how I feel today? Sometimes you put it like that, it's obvious. And still we end up trusting our feelings. But the poor in spirit are the people who are poor in the sense that they are humble before God. They're not haughty in their spirit. They're not proud in their spirit. They're not thinking that they are somebody that deserves a blessing from God. Because blessings come to those who don't deserve in that sense. They come to those, come to us by grace. They come to us by the fact that God has flooded his mercy upon us. So this place to belong, it's a place of blessing. And then there's lots more beatitudes. But I was going to do some more, but I can't. There's just not going to be enough time. But that's just one. Welcome to the assembly of the blessed. You are one bunch of lucky dudes. That's not strictly correct. The word lucky doesn't exactly correlate. It has a different root meaning. But in terms of somebody looking at you, that's what it can look like. Why on earth did you suddenly have the resources you needed when you needed them? How did you know that was going to happen? You're so lucky. It's just all this series of coincidences happen in my life. If I don't look to the Lord, they seem to stop happening. So I think there's a connection. Right, so a place to belong, welcome home. Are you with me so far?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go to the second screen. So it's just some pictures, really, just to sum up who we are. I mean, the picture of the road is just to emphasize that God answered his promise, really. He said he would put us right in the town center. You know, right next to just out behind that wall there is the town hall, and it sort of curves around us. And then there's the nightclubs, and there's the main shopping street there, and there's Marks and Spencer's and HSBC Bank there. You can't get much more town center than this. And that's where God placed us, in this passion. And we have a passion, therefore, to that community of Scarborough that's in that other picture, taken from up on the castle. And this building was available for 3 years. It was empty, and we didn't see it until, I think it was Mike Close mentioned he'd heard about it being available to me, and I went and had a look. Because you know what the front of this building's like? It looks tiny. So we never noticed it. But at the right moment, we were just so lucky. Just happened to be the right moment, with the right people in the right place, with the right relationships built, with the right understanding in the community, that when we went for the building, which I don't think would have happened 3 years earlier, everybody was behind us. It was like, yeah, that's where we need you based. That'd be awesome to have the Street Angels based there. Yeah, we need a church right here in the town. And it happened. And so we carry on. But, you know, it's not just about being in the town centre. It's about then communicating who we are. We there's three things we treasure. Word, well, Jesus, ultimately. And firstly, and lastly. But the word, the worship, and prayer. Worship is really, really important to us, that we encounter God in worship. That's why we spend time just worshiping God with nobody interrupting, you know, as much as possible on a Sunday. We get to do that much more on a Thursday night, but that's important to us. The word, the speaking of the word, we don't have a 10-minute sermon. Don't Don't come here if you want a 10-minute sermon. It's never going to happen. Next week, Brian's preaching, yeah. Next week's a one-off. No chance. You're worse than me, Brian. And prayer. It's like Anna and Anne's prayer. There's all sorts of different prayer groups happening. You probably don't even know most of them. But getting that prayer in before God, because the coincidences just seem to happen when we're praying. And they don't when we don't. Well, they don't as much, because we're still walking in God's grace. And that picture right there in the right-hand bottom corner of it was the baptisms we just had in August. You know, the new life, new people giving their lives to Jesus. That's what we're about. It's time to see whole households giving their lives to the Lord. That's what we're walking in. That's the time that we're in right now. The word, the worship, the being right there in the community. There's a picture of, you can't really see it that well probably from where you are, but the street's packed. It's after midnight. It's one of the reasons we're open after midnight, because our street's busier then than at any other time. There's the hub and everything that does by being a place in the community and open. We've already mentioned it. There's Samuel laughing, probably at little builders. I like that picture, so it never gets deleted. Or it hasn't so far. I keep putting that one back in again because he looks so happy. He looks a bit older than that now, to be honest. And then there was the great Christmas event. Is that Joseph sitting on the stage there? You know, these are all things. It's just, what is the summit about? It's about people living it out. Yeah, it's about being family. It's about, there's somewhere you can go. Now, there's ministries and there's things we pick up, and I think we need to mention these, particularly in the context of the summit offering, because these are the things we're sowing into.
Yeah.
All right? One of the earliest things that God gave us was the street angels. And it's just turned into this thing that's really having an effect in our town. It's a lot of work. The street angels that do it, they give up that night into the early hours of the morning, being out on the streets, meeting people who are pretty much friendly to the street angels, but some of them are not in a good state. But they're the ones you're there for. It's helping the vulnerable. And it was one of the reasons we began to work so effectively with the police and the council. It gave them an understanding that we meant it when we said we want to be here for the good of the community. And we saw that it was something that we could do. And from that's come the safe haven. I don't know if any of you have ever been to the safe haven. Probably not. It doesn't really get going to 11 o'clock at night anyway. If you come after midnight, you can really enjoy the music of the nightclub downstairs perfectly well. We could never have an all-night prayer vigil on a Saturday in this place. Well, you could, but it would be interesting dynamics. You know, you'll be doing this. But it's great. We've got a great team that Richard Stamper heads up leading the safe haven. You know, he's a blessing to us. He sends me his reports after he's finished. He sends me the report in of what's happened that night so that I'm aware of what's going on. And it's done well and it's done professionally. We've got a good bunch of people here that have caught vision to not just do something, but to do it well. To reflect the glory of God. That's what we're sowing into. Community angels. A newer initiative. This one, Brian heads up the street angels. This is Brian here. Come on, let's stand you up, because not everybody knows who you are. That's Brian for street angels. What do you mean? Okay. Sit down. How many of you until that point did not know who Brian Ward was? No, your son-in-law. There were others. And they weren't all being daft. Adrian here heads up Community Angels. And with his wife, Den, they're the church pastors. But Community Angels is really, without going into it in detail, the council said to me in a meeting when I was with the director, can you pastor our town? And that's kind of, ooh, there's a lot of people in our town. And it's in response to that. That's what Community Angel is. It's a whole gang of people being properly trained, because if you're going to do things in the world, you can't just be a do-gooder. It's not going to work. Okay, you've got to understand how the world works. You've got to have your policies in place. You've got to do, key is child protection and safeguarding adults and getting CRB checks done. This is not political correctness. This is the world trying to protect people. And so we do it because we want to protect people and we want to do it right. And that's what Community Angels is. It's Adrian heading up a team that's beginning to meet people's needs in the community and provide some understanding or helping them get to a meeting or just getting in practically. It's absolutely and completely overwhelming. Though there's 50 to 60,000 people live in central Scarborough, so you'd need a big team. But by the grace of God, it's growing. And we don't do street angels, we do completely with all the other churches. Community angels, we do very much in partnership with the more local churches, because at the moment it's old town based. It's the time of one little church doing its own little thing all by itself is over. We need to work with all the family, you know. There's some absolutely brilliant churches in this town. If you don't like this what happens here this morning, come and have a chat and I can tell you about some other great places in town that you can go to. Yeah, only come here because you want to join in with this. Yeah. Don't come here and think, I don't like that. I could probably tell you where they don't do that. This is what we do. Yeah, all right, this is how we are. And it's not that we don't ever listen to anybody, but we're trying to move forward. And I'm more interested, I really am more interested, this is a bit naughty, but I really am more interested in seeing families impacted by Jesus and this blessing than making sure that the music wasn't too loud that week or people didn't like that song or they didn't like the way the lights worked. You know, it's not that I think your concerns are irrelevant. I'm not that mean. I'm just nearly that mean. There's a big thing happening out there, and we need all the boats to gather together. It's why we work in partnership with St. Mary's and Holy Apostles and the Rainbow Centre. Yeah. Yeah. Claire, our wonderful Claire, our music director, she works at the Rainbow Centre. She's enabling great stuff to happen there through debt advice and stuff. And Joanne Lloyd worked there for quite a season as well. They're good at that. What are we don't need to do, try and copy it. Let's put our people, our resources into that. Yeah. Let's respond as the church in the town. Yeah, come on. And that's where the angels' vision really comes into it. We want to do things together. I mean, obviously there's a strong focus because they come out of this building. But it's not about just promoting us. The other one that has got going, that's funded by BBC Children in Need. So if you're watching them on TV in the next season, you know, think, oh, thank you, you helped us get going. If you ever go and look down in the den, nearly everything down there is funded by BBC Children in Need. And it's meeting the needs of a bunch of needy kids in our town. And it's doing a great job. It's reaching loads of people. One of the most exciting things for me about Friday Club, when I was here on Friday, was seeing kids that have been part of Youth Angels, that have been coming and being Youth Angels for a while now, are now leaders, are teenagers, leaders in the Friday Club. So they're saying, I want to give back, I want to do something in my community. So they've caught something of what our heart is. You know? Exciting stuff, isn't it? There is so much good that's happening, but it's like Steve Upple was saying, we had a conference last week, if you weren't here with us, with the guest speaker, Steve Upple. He's saying, we've got to stand. We've got to stand. There's going to be stuff coming against us, but we've got to stand. The world is changing. Have you heard the stuff that's happening in Houston, in Texas, with the local mayor wanting to, has told a certain group of pastors that they've got to submit all their sermons and written material and anything they're teaching to the mayor before they can use it. Because they want to assess that it's fair to her, has to check that they're not saying anything negative about the mayor, and it's checking on whether it's consistent with their diversity and equality policy. That's Houston in Texas. I can't think of anything anywhere else where I think you'd think it'd be more Christian. That's happening. We're going to have to stand. That's why God gave Steve that message last week. We're going to go through. Just want to share this with you. We're going to go through some tough stuff. But the glory's going to be amazing. Let's not get taken out. Let's stand. One of the other early things that we're sowing into as we give to the summit is the whole thing that's just grown out of Little Builders. I would get Nikki to stand up, but she's already worked. She's up there working with the children, so I can't. She's working. And Gemma's at the back. Gemma was fundamental in part of Little Builders as well. Gemma. Hello, Gemma. Stand up, Gemma. I happen to think she's the most amazing daughter-in-law in the world, but she's also a very anointed woman. She's been part of Little Builders. She's also the student director. But it's just been another way of sharing blessing, of sharing love with the community. And boy, has it grown. I remember one of our first discussions about it would be in the creche and we'd probably have about 15 kids. I think the register, we don't get this every week, you know, every week's around about 70, but the register has over 300 kids on it that have been to that club at one time or another. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Just an opportunity to give people a choice. It's not about thrusting the gospel down their throat, because it's not going to work. But a lot of people don't even have the choice to believe because they don't know what it is to believe. All they've heard is a false copy. And we want to be given the genuine thing. And it begins with a place to belong. And accepting people where they're at on that journey. And so Little Builders has grown. We've got Busy Little Builders and Tiny Little Builders and possibly Bible Little Builders. You know, we've got Little Builders everywhere. They'll be building an extension soon. And the latest initiative that we mentioned earlier on, of course, is Friday Club. And wow, what a great start that was on Friday. Let's just pray. One of the great things is that parents come and be part of that as well. The parents are playing with their children as well. So, and one of the mums was saying, oh, it's great. We've got dance clubs and sort of these speciality clubs. Brilliant. Get your kids into those sort of things. But this is just lovely. They can come and just have fun. And show the kids they're blessed. So I loved it. It was brilliant. I could have loads and loads of slides because there's so much that happens. But you've got the way of the Spirit. Over there is Dr. Nigel Fraser. You better stand up as well because we're doing a bit of a stand-up thing today. That's Dr. Nigel Fraser. And that man has got two passions. Well, he's got one. It's Jesus and his family. But he's got two passions that you just see consuming. One is mission. He just loves to get out there. And the second one is the Word of God. The Way of the Spirit is a Bible reading program, Bible study system. And Nigel really goes for that. We do other sorts of Bible study here as well. There's the Cavern Club, which is youth club for those that remember the 1960s. There's the Meeples Board Games Club, one of my personal favorites. You've all just got geek written across my forehead. I just saw that there. It just flashed up. You did it. Street and Youth Angel Training this build is used for. Synergy Tuesday nights with Chris Birch. There's prayer groups happening. There's worship team practice happening. There's the hub that's just about open for the entire universe. And movie nights as well, down there. There's just so much going on. But that's how it should be, because it's about being community. Yeah? So here's a slide that dates back before we had the building. This was a list of things that we said, by the grace of God, prophetically, this is what we want it to be. Okay? I'm not going to dwell on this a lot today, but because we've done that before. But for some of you, it's going to be new. So this is what we're about. This is a place. This is not the only place. The places are in our homes. The places are when we gather together. This is just one of them. But this is a very important one of them. So it's a place to meet with God. That's got to be at the top of the list. It's a place to make Jesus known. Remember, these were all the things God gave us before we ever knew of St. Nicholas Street and this building. We just knew the name. We had the name right from the beginning. A place for people to say yes to Jesus. A place that glorifies Jesus. A place for healing and miracles. A community resource. A place to belong. Welcome home. A national and international center. Isn't it amazing seeing that we're walking in so many of them?
Yeah.
You know, when we first put that up, when we were meeting in the library, it seemed perhaps, yeah, that's really good. I wonder if we'll ever get there. And in some ways, it sometimes seemed like forever as we waited and believed for a place. And yet, when you look back, it seemed like 5 minutes. So, if you want to know what we're about, that's what we're about. That's what we're sowing into. And don't forget, if you're visiting today, if you're just enjoying Kingdom Faith the Orchard today, I'm not saying to you, please don't think like, oh my goodness, is this all an offering sermon? No, this is our vision. All right, and as a visitor, you don't need to put into it. It's optional. This is us. This is the family. And you just happen to come today. Maybe you're going to become part of the family. Yeah. We love new family. But as I said, I'm not spending long on these. I have done it other times. If we're doing jump, those of us doing jumping, you're going to see some of these again. Are you a lot of you on the Wi-Fi? Seeing that jump up. Here's another whole list of things that we've had to be. These are the more secular ones in a way. They're not really, but those were the spiritual list, but they completely intertwine. That we would be a place of social and economic benefit to Scarborough and the region. We are. We provide employment. We add to the economy. Changing national indicators. That means where there's things that say there's this much violence in a town. We want to see that our influence is changing that. And it is, by the grace of God. Working in partnership with people like the Borough Council, the North Yorkshire Police, the Churches Together in Scarborough. All that. Helping achieve priorities in the partnership plan. What's that? That is something that the local council has. They get together and they have their meetings and they say, these are things we want to do in our community. So if there are needs in our community and we want to bless this community, those are the kind of things we can get involved with. There's far too much to be involved with, so you have to be careful to do what we can do. I won't go say anything else. But working for the regeneration of our area, and it's very dear to us to be being one church. What is one church? One church is acknowledging the fact that there's many congregations in this town, but there's only one church. It's not having a sense of superiority over the way the other people are doing things. You know, we don't need to feel superior to the Baptists or to the Anglicans or to the Methodists or to Scarborough Christian Fellowship or whatever it is. We're not interested in that. Let's be one together. I am going to have an attitude, and I don't apologise for this one, that this is the best church in town, because I want to be part of the best church in town. I want to aim to be the best. But that doesn't give me a sense of superiority. That just gives me a sense of purpose and vision. And if you're, you know, if you go somewhere else, you need to be at the church that you consider the best. So if I went to Ebenezer Baptist Church, I'd be saying this is the best church in town. Because what else are you going to believe? I want to be the place where God is working. And there's loads of great places to be, loads of great congregations in this town. But there's only one church. So I pray that by the grace of God, you're never here on these lips. You're never here on the lips of the leaders. And hopefully you're never on anyone's lips who's part of this church running down another congregation in our town. Because wherever they're at that place in their journey. And if they believe in Jesus Christ, they're our brothers and sisters, and let's walk with them. It can be that there's guys out there that really, 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 really don't like this kind of thing. It doesn't matter. We can love them. This is what we do. Let's let congregations do what they do. If they're brilliant at hymns with an organ, do your hymns with an organ. Do what we're good at. We need churches with organs and hymns. We do, because there's people, that's what they need. That's why God gave all this great variety. And then you expand that out to the world, and it's like, oh my goodness, how can they all be church? That's exactly the genius of God. That the way we are fits into every culture and enables people to be who they are in their culture. It's not like some other things that can come in and totally dominate the culture. Right, just another quick list. So this building, it's a home for the street angels, the youth angels, the community angels, the development of the safe haven. Targeting, because this is one of the things that God gave us to do, alcohol-related crime and antisocial behaviour. So we're making a difference in the community. We're also making a difference by providing diversionary activities for children and youth. We want a building that the community can come and use. I love it that we have parties here. We've got people coming in wanting to use it. Providing community courses. I would say that's something that we haven't stepped quite into yet. But there are some bits and pieces, and there are people that come here for advice. A first-class coffee lounge and play area. Yeah, come on, God. You did it. Hallelujah. I met somebody in Leicester. I've probably told the story. Forgive me if I have. I met somebody in Leicester or Leicestershire, who had been in Leicester, and they met somebody who said to them, "Oh, I was in this church in Scarborough, and I found the best coffee in England." And she said, "Where was that?" She said, "Oh, it was at this church in Scarborough." They may not remember everything else, but they remember the coffee. And we want a place as well that is a place to hang out. So students, young adults, they're welcome here. It's open for them. Come and play port. Come and do stuff. Hang out together. I just love it. You look at this list, you think, that's happening. That, you can see that. That's happening. Remember, this was all theory once. And not so very long ago. We've only been in this place 2 years. Amazing, isn't it? Here's some scriptures that God gave us at the beginning as well. This was the beginning of Kingdom Faith Yorkshire, as is now, when Kate and myself and Dan came up in 2007. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous run to it and are safe. It's got to be a safe place. Isn't it awesome that we've got a safe haven? I didn't spot that connection for ages. You say, well, it says righteous, that can put some people off. Righteous means the people who are being made right with God. Alright, so yes, it's a safe place for those that know him, but it's a place for those who are on the journey to coming to know him, because God is going to make them righteous as well. It's being right with God. It's not a sort of group of people who are walking around like this saying, "Thank you, Lord, I am safe in the higher summit." You know, it's not that kind of righteousness. Well, it could be if you're Jossie. Maybe we'll have a special Jossie holiness spot at some point. Yeah. He says, "We don't want that." All right, then. Another one was Mark 2:1, and it was heard that Jesus was in the house. If you look it up, it says it was heard that he was in the house, but it's referring to Jesus. And it was heard that I just want a place where people know that's where you can find out about Jesus. That's where you can meet with Jesus. That's where you can get healed by Jesus. That's where you can get filled with the Holy Spirit. If you've been around a while, you know these scriptures. That's good, because they should be in us. Yeah, that's part of who we are. That's part of what we're doing. You know, when we do jump in this afternoon, we will look at some of what the national vision for Kingdom Faith is. Just some bits of it. And then we look at how what we have here is part of that. Because if we're not part of Kingdom Faith, we'd be trying to do something by ourselves and it would go flop. Because we're part of something. It's the same when people have got vision to do stuff here. You know, we've talked about people coming and saying, "I'm going to do this. I'm going to do little builders. I'm going to do tiny little builders. I've got a vision to start a prayer meeting. I've got a vision. Can I do this? Can I do that?" I love it. It's brilliant. It's more of a problem of thinking, "Oh, I don't know how we're going to fit all this in, but we're getting in there somehow." But you've got to come with stuff that's consistent with the way we do it, because then it will be blessed. It's part of the vision. You can't have a separate vision. "That's a great vision, but I want to do this." That's great, but you won't be able to do it as part of this. It just won't work. It'd be like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. How about that for a very old analogy? You know, we need to, if we're all a round peg people, then what we do has to be round pegs. Even if you feel a bit of a square peg. We're all getting corners knocked off, that's why. And the other one is a little bit of an odd one. You might be thinking, what's that? The Lord said to Joshua, "Fear not, nor be dismayed. Take all of the men of war with you and arise, go up to Ai. See, I have given into your hand the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land." Where it used to be in the past, 2007, the church was meeting at Lamplugh House, which is a house out in Thwing. And as we were coming up, we knew that God wanted to plant the church afresh in Scarborough. And so this verse really comes from that, the sense of everybody coming together from where we were into the city. So this, when it says this stuff here, the men of war with you, this is the people that are warring in the spirit. Not that we're going to go out and beat a few people up and say, "Huh, we're Kingdom Faith." But we do that in the spirit, not to people. Please, not to people. Don't hear me wrong. That could be one of those quotes that someone takes off the tape, couldn't it? This is what they do at Kingdom Faith. The tape, I tell you. Anyway, "See, I have given into your hands the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land." God, what God was saying to you, "I am giving you Scarborough." Not, "We're going to rule Scarborough and tell everybody what to do." He's giving us as to have authority in this town to release the kingdom of heaven here in this town. And when it says the king, it meant then you will work with the leaders of the town. Nowadays we see we are working with the leaders of the town. God did it. So the word is still relevant because the word is still talking about us all being together of one purpose, of one mind and one spirit. And it reminds us that we have been given the town in the sense of we are given to serve the town, given to bless the town. And the people we have been given to give them the good news. Amen? So, let's move on. Are you all right with this? We're nearly at the end, so if you're thinking, "Oh, this is long," yeah, it is. A couple more verses. Not dwelling on these today, but they're in there. Integral to everything we're doing is seeing the sick healed. Okay. All right, just have a quick read of them. This is a place for people to get healed. This is a place to bring all the sick. I love that. And healed all who were sick. The kingdom of heaven is now within your reach. Okay. Getting close to where we're actually going to receive the offering, there's a verse from 2 Corinthians that reminds us of what we're doing. We're not just giving into a project, we're sowing. And it's not just about giving money. What's so awesome about this place is there's people sowing time, there's people sowing their lives into making it happen. This couldn't happen without this huge raft of volunteers. I mean, behind those screens over there, that's not Kate and my private jacuzzi and steam room. We need more money for the steam room. That's the offices over there. Okay, and it's amazing. You walk in the week and it's full of people working at desks and you're thinking, wow, because none of them are paid, or virtually none of us, but they're all working away, making things happen behind the scenes. They don't get any of the glory, but they work solidly, literally giving days of their time to ensure that the whole thing carries on. Because we're a big community now. There's a lot of stuff happens in the background. It's amazing. So remember this, whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will reap generously. But this is important. Each one should give what they've decided in their heart to give, not reluctantly, not under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Okay? That's important you remember that. You are not under compulsion from me today. You respond in your heart to what the Lord says to you. And if the Lord says to you £2, or the Lord says to you £2,000, just be obedient. Because he knows the situation. I don't. And Richard will tell you, who's the financial director, Richard will tell you, I don't know what individuals give. I don't want to know what individuals give. So it doesn't make any difference that way either. You're not going to get extra sort of church credits and a slightly more plush cushion because you gave generously in the offering. You're going to get the same as everybody else. Sorry about that. Your reward's in heaven. It's nothing to do with the church. You sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. You sow generously, you reap generously. But it's between you and the Lord, not between you and church leadership. Our job is to teach. Our job is to encourage you to do that kind of thing. But it's between you and him. God died. Jesus died for our freedom.
Yeah.
You are free. Bum, bum, bum. Right. And finally, just to remind you, our vision is summarized with three words, dare to dream. This is the full version. Dare to dream. Dare to dream that God can do amazing things in this day. Dare to dream that you as a child of God can see the glory of God upon you and be used mightily by God. There's so much to dare to dream, but this is our collective dare to dream. We dare to dream about the excitement and adventure that God has set before us, of being a church where people are loved, accepted, and restored, where the blind see, the deaf hear, and the lonely find friendship. We dare to dream of a church that is growing week by week as people are impacted by the truth, that says but the truth, experience the power of the Holy Spirit, and see miracles happening. It goes on. Yeah, it goes on. We see a church that equips, trains, and disciples people, a church that is full of God's love, where the tangible presence of God is known and experienced. We see a church that is part of transforming society, that brings honor and glory to Jesus Christ. And you know what? We also dare to dream of a church that is just great fun to be part of. I like the last bit. Because with all the everything else going on, with all the stuff to stand and to fight and to hold our ground and to proclaim the gospel, let's have fun doing it as well, shall we? Let's enjoy life. Jesus said, I've come to give you life, life in all its fullness. So let's enjoy life in all its fullness. I got a feeling that life in all its fullness implies that it is enjoyable. Because if he says, blessed are those who poor in spirit, and blessed means happy and fortunate, I don't see how you can be happy and fortunate and having the favor of God upon you and be miserable. It doesn't work. So let's have fun being blessed. Yeah, some of you think so. Who wants to be miserable? Let's just do a quick poll. Of course, if you were sitting there thinking, I really, really want to be miserable, thank you very much, you're probably too embarrassed to put your hand up, so I do apologise. Okay. Who wants to be happy? Let's have fun then. Hallelujah. So, there we all are at the bottom. Kingdom Faith, Yorkshire. I think I nearly even said that with a Yorkshire accent then. It's slowly, slowly creeping upon me. This converted Londoner. I love Scarborough. This is such an amazing town to live in, isn't it? Our vision isn't just for Scarborough, but we've been concentrating on summit, on the summit today. Our very name implies that we're not just here for Scarborough. Kingdom Faith, Yorkshire. It's a regional church. We have a regional authority from Kingdom Faith in the south, Pastor Colin, to be an apostolic hub in the north. But that's probably a story for another day. We also have an amazing mandate given to us prophetically from Dr. James Maloney. It's on our website if you want to look it up. Amazing mandate that God has given us. Fits so much in with all of this. But that comes from quite a few years back when he was speaking at Lamp Blue House. Right. Shall we stand? Spiritually and physically. Could we have the worship team forward? Now. Hallelujah. So, as I warned you earlier, we are actually going to take a second offering. This is the beginning of the summit offering. If you weren't prepared for this morning and you want to be able to give but you can't this morning, that's absolutely fine. You can drop in at any time and we'll mention it at other meetings. The only thing is, this will be the only meeting where we have a completely separate offering for it. If you're a taxpayer, I do urge you, if it's possible for you, to use one of these envelopes. Please give us the authority to claim the tax back on your money, because we're a registered charity. Brian alluded to them earlier. If you didn't get one on the way in, have we got some offer? Yeah, David and Peter. Yeah, if anybody wants one of these, just wave a hand around. They've also got paper slips that enable you to use a card. There's Nigel's waving his hand over there. If David and Peter, you could just give some of those out. Give people just a little bit more time to write. I always find it a bit uncomfortable, personally, when the bucket arrives with all the envelopes and all the slips and you're trying to fill it in and hold on to everything and worship God all at the same time. So there's that. If we're claiming tax back, there's the slips if you want to use the card. I also recommend you put the slip in the envelope anyway, just write on it, so that it's hidden in the bucket. All the slips are destroyed after we've taken payment, so that it keeps secure. You can also use PayPal online right now if you want to, or you can obviously do an online transfer. That's how I do most of mine these days. And some of you would have come prepared with something called cash. I believe it's something we used to use a lot. That's fine. Again, if you want us to get tax back on a cash gift, you can still put that in the envelope. These are just the practical things. And I'm just trying to give you, if you're needing to write a check or fill in a credit card slip, I'm just giving you this few moments to do that. And in a minute, we'll get Mr. Ben Scott to lead us in worship again. You got a good one there.
From heaven you reign.
From heaven you reign.
Yes.
From heaven you reign.
The only one
that springs to mind is a really old Graham Kendrick one at that point, but you'd have been about four when that was out, so I think that's unlikely. From heaven you came. No, we're not going there. It's good, is it? It's a good one.
Yes, it is.
You promise?
Yes.
Poor Ben. Right. Father, we just come before you and acknowledge that you are the provider of all things. Father, thank you for the reminder this morning of really what we, Kingdom Faith Yorkshire, are about. This is it. This is who we are. This is what we do. And thank you, Father. I thank you personally for the privilege of being called to be part of that, and for the amazing privilege of being called to be the senior pastor in that, Father. It's an amazing privilege. Thank you, Jesus. You know, whatever you're involved in, just thank God for the privilege, really, of being involved in whatever you're doing right now, because he's given that to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you're just bringing people like Steve Uppel as well to bring such clear prophetic messages of what's happening in these times and what we are to be doing. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father, as we sow now, whatever we're sowing this morning, Father, I pray that for each one of us, we just hear clearly from you. That no one here would feel under compulsion or feel reluctant, but that everybody could give cheerfully, as it says in that scripture. Or, Father, if they're not called to give anything, then they don't need to give anything. It's just, right now, let's just hear what the Holy Spirit is saying and triple it. No, just hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And as I say, if you didn't come prepared and you do want to give, you can do that at any other time. Hop in or even do it online. If you want to make sure it's part of the special offering, you just need to let us know it's the summit. And that just goes into everything that is the work of this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just to encourage you, Richard and I sat down and did the budget for the following year this week. And it's looking good. It's looking good. Amen. It's looking really good. God is faithful. We're going to be able to do some stuff. Hallelujah. We've had some tough times, but we're looking forward to good times. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.